giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
Is it the river?
Yes, it's the river.
Oh, my God. My mom and my dad love you guys.
Oh, well, thanks. We love them, too.
You don't love us?
Yes.
Who is this?
It's me. My name's Humdy.
Humdy?
Yep.
How do you spell that?
H-A-M-D-Y.
That's a cool name.
Thanks.
Does it mean something?
No, not really. Every morning after school, I listen to you guys.
Well, thank you. That's so nice.
You should be on your way to school now, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
We better make sure you got everything. Got your lunch packed, or do they provide a lunch for you?
I got my lunch packed.
Attaboy. You got your shoes on?
No.
You're going to need those.
What school do you go to, Humdy?
Galbraith.
All right. Well, say hi to everybody at Galbraith for us.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks.
For I dream of the skull and the crossbones. I dream of the great day to come. When I dump the mundane for the old Spanish main and trade me computer for rum. Arr to me, yo ho, yo ho, it's tough like a pirate day. When laptops are benches, God gave us for wenches, and a sail ain't a low price to pay. When timbers are shivered and lilies are livered and every last buckle is swashed, we'll abandon our cars for a ship full of R's and pound back the grog till we're sloshed.
107.7 The River and Service Credit Union present the 10K Workday Bonus Pay.
Greg Seeley.
Do you have a number in mind where you're going to stop maybe or just play it by gut instinct?
300 plus.
Okay.
$181.
We'll take another, please.
$281.
$281. We're getting into that
nice
range, but it's not 300 plus. Are you starting to get a little shaky on your strategy, Greg?
Wait, I said 300. Let's go one more.
$333.
$333. How do you feel about the number three?
That's pretty lucky, actually. Let's try one more.
$353.
Let's do another.
Bring envelope number six.
$399.
That would be our biggest winner to date. You've got hooshpa, my friend.
Let's go over 400.
I bet you were a knight in your past life.
$700.
Yes!
Oh, boy. Now we're getting serious.
Will you unsheath that sword, mighty knight, and continue forth, or keep $700 in your pocket?
I better stop. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Congratulations, Greg. Good for you.
Excellent.
Now we have to open the rest of those envelopes.
Yeah, if it goes to 10,000, I'll hang up.
Let's go to number eight.
$764.
Oh.
Nine.
$799. $900.
Oh, my.
$1,009.
Oh, Greg!
My knight status has been revoked.
Envelope 12.
$1,241. $1,874. $1,999.
Okay, so you're now out about $1,300, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
$3,000, $3,516, $5,389, $6,598.
Envelope 20.
$6,999.
21.
$8,000.
$8,000.
$8,924. $10,000.
Oh, Greg.
Wow.
Well, it's just the difference from, you know, a good night out here and a good night out in the Caribbean. Congratulations, Greg. You got 700 bucks, my friend.
All right. Thanks so much.
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.
You can sure tell that Jim Prentice is over Allison Redford. They're having just a yard sale now.
Getting rid of all those planes, all those government airplanes. I think there's four of them. They're just going to sell them all.
Doesn't it seem like they just went through a bad breakup, though, and he's... he's getting rid of her stuff, and he cleaned out the cabinets, threw out what he didn't want.
Bit, yeah.
He's bringing in a vacuum to get all the straggling hairs she left behind.
Nothing to do with you. I am getting rid of everything that you touched.
Take down her pictures. I would go hang out outside the legislature. There's going to be a big
garage
cardboard
sale?
Box just filled with her junk.
I was grating cheese. And I kind of
Band-Aid on her hand
grated
here.
A little bit of my finger, my pointer finger. It's not too bad. It was just still bleeding, so I kind of
Why were you grating cheese?
Well, because I was making a Parmesan chicken, and I was grating a little bit of cheddar
fine.
To put on top.
Why were you
Oh,
grating cheese? Ask Kathy, I told you, with sharp things, ask an adult to
I've
do it for
so
you.
So good lately. I haven't cut myself. I haven't burned myself. I haven't done anything. So I thought, well, I'm going to give it a go and boom.
Those who can't cut, stay away. It's like I can't swim very well. So
right.
You know what I do?
What?
I stay out of the pool.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah.
You can't use sharp objects.
Well, yeah.
Or leave the house without
a helmet.
I'm just
so clumsy. I don't know why I'm so clumsy. Some people, you know, never cut themselves, never do anything. And I'm always tripping over curbs and, you know. And it's not even, like I said, it's not really bad. It's just bad enough that it bleeds.
You're missing two fingers.
Yeah.
I guess on a scale of one to Kathy, that's pretty standard. Three flights, as a matter of fact, have had to reroute recently because passengers have been fighting over foot space. Because if you recline the seat, you're kind of crowding somebody else. 45% of people believe that they should stay upright at all times.
I'll do it if there's no one behind me, like if there's no one sitting behind me. Or sometimes I'll ask and I'll say, do you mind? And most of the time they'll say, no, I don't mind. I think it's just the fact that you ask and, it, you know, people feel like you've kind of...
I would never ask.
Really?
The seat reclines.
I think that's rude.
It's built to recline.
That's so rude.
If they don't want it to recline, then they will put seats on there that don't recline.
Well, that's the thing. I think they need to give us more space or they need to stop the seats from reclining.
Plus, Martin, travel is supposed to suck. You'll notice that even when it reclines, it doesn't recline enough so you could actually kick back and lay down
and that's what
and
I'm
be
saying. It really doesn't make that much of a difference.
No, it's supposed to suck for both of you.
No.
They're supposed to be crying babies and
no.
somebody
oh,
with their shoes
no.
off. And they build those things so that your elbow is ergonomically designed to get hit by the cart every time it comes by. So that it feels just like 10 hours in the car with the family.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.